County Council Executive Committee meeting Tuesday, April 8, 2014. 4:45 PM. With us today, council members Collins, Patrick, Packard, Cartier, Smiley, Reda, and Weiner, and President Bullock as my aide, Anthony DeFuri. We now have 2 minutes.
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. Agenda item number 3, R14-079. That is tabled concerning the working of the county. Ms. Dunn, please take your seat. Council members?
Thank you. I'd like to introduce Christine Dunning to you. She comes to us via the city of Wilmington. Obviously, if you've read her resume, you understand that she is extremely qualified for the position. She was the, commanding officer, captain in Human Resources Division from 2011 to 2012, has a master's degree in Human Resources Management from Wilmington University. So if she would, just give us a little introduction, and she's actually been on the job for a while, has made some impressive changes within the county. I think that we're always looking to move forward rather than backward and understand that some things are status quo and probably shouldn't continue to be.
Thank you. Ms. Dunning?
Well, thank you for providing me here with a few minutes. Just to sort of let you know, when I came in, I wanted to see what kind of future trends that we should be going towards with human resource management. And in particular, it's funny and ironic how when you mentioned the Cadillac tax, we were actually discussing that in our benefits committee today. We're going to have our consultant work on the financials and the report, so we will be able to do a presentation for the council. One thing I think which is really critical is increasing your applicant pool, especially among diverse populations. As you know, the county exec has his workforce diversity plan, and at this point, we've basically taken some of the traditional ways that the county has gone out and recruit and now have tweaked it and have actually added additional requirements. Each department it has responsible for coming up with their diversity plan. Not only that, we are looking at each individual position. And because, for example, the way you would recruit maybe for an architect would be different from a mechanic, what kind of segments and populations that you need to reach out there. That is one critical piece, because the only way sometimes that you can bring diversity, and I mean qualified diverse folks into, is through the recruitment phase, the incoming phase when employees come into your department. Other things, I mean, definitely health care benefits is critical, looking at your pension plans. I can say, at least from coming in the city and then coming into the county, I think I feel a little bit more comfortable the way you guys have handled your pensions. It seems to be a little bit more on solid ground. Right, and some of the other things we had this spring, and I would like to repeat it, maybe possibly even for the fall, we had a recruitment fair. I don't know if anyone had attended, but we had over 625 people's emails we were able to generate. Certain positions, when I talked to the chair of Trinity, I know that he has so far received 173 applications. Now, it will take time to go through those applications, and some of the things we're changing now, instead of having it one person that goes through and individually looks at all those applications, we're taking the team approach. We have two or three people sit in the room, go through to see who is qualified, who isn't qualified, and then proceed on. Testing procedures, too, is another key point, because certain positions in the county would require hands-on, So instead of taking, we've changed some things, instead of taking a written exam, for example, your painters or mechanics, you're going to do more of a performance test. Because to me, that's a little bit more job specific. This is some of the things that we're looking at and we're doing an evaluation on. I'm sure I'm forgetting a lot of other different things here, and I apologize, but if anyone has any particular questions or concerns they would like to address at this time.
Before we have questions and comments, joining us on Councilmember Street and Beck. Council, have any comments or questions for this member? Councilmember Hollins, Councilmember Scott.
I just want to welcome you to New Castle County Government. You know, we've known each other for a number of years. Call you a lot of different things, lieutenant, captain, chief. I will try to remember that you're general manager. I will call you chief. But I'm very pleased with the comments you've made here so far, being real new to New Castle County government, take on a task that has been dear to my heart for the 20 plus years I've been here, and to just witness how we're progressing late, and to see you buying into these new ideas and moving away from the status quo really makes me feel a little bit inside. It shows that things can happen, and I believe they happen best when they're happening at the top, and I'm glad that you're part of that. So I wish you all the success here as our new Chief Human Resources Officer, and I'm happy to work with you going forward.
Thank you. I did also forget to mention, as I've said, things come up. One thing that I thought another critical mission is also to try to have a closer relationship with the unions. We all know a lot of times grievances can be handled at a lower level in order to prevent those very costly kind of things that you see down the road when you have to do arbitrations and court orders.
Councilmember Smith.
A couple things. First off, I just want to clarify myself, since it hasn't been stated yet, I'm making an assumption that this will be lifted from the table and we will vote this tonight, because I haven't been mentioned, so I want to get that on the record.
Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Second, surprising, quite honestly, I had some apprehension about your appointment with things not of your doing, but I gotta tell you, just a few minutes ago when you approached me about my concern with the, I hate to call them Cadillac health plans, because I was accused of having one while I was paying my co-pays and deductible, but the fact that you're already on top of that, working on that, as well as a lot of other things that you've already mentioned, outstanding job already, appreciate it, shows you're serious about the job. You've entrenched yourself in it already. From past union experience, which I have a small amount, I would just say to you, work closely with the unions. You're right. A lot of times you can settle grievances at the early stage, but education of the department heads can lead to fewer grievances even getting to that stage. And that's a good place to work as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
In the past, Human Resources, when they went over applications and everything, and they came back, a lot of times, like paramedics for one, it was forever getting to us on how many they were going to hire and how long it took for them to go through their applications and hire them. Is there any indication that we get from you or your staff that it's going to be a shorter amount of time when they get through these applications? I know you have a bunch of them right now because of the job fair, but other than that, on a normal basis of, applications coming in, is it going to be like a year, 6 months? How long do you, foresee that?
I'm trying to keep it down to 2 to 3 month turnaround only because of the fact that you can lose some good qualified candidates if you sit and you let things linger out there for a while. Now, the paramedics and the police, they are what we consider continuous postings throughout the year. We're also looking at some other positions, talking to community services. Certain positions have very high turnover rates, so this is ones like the the librarians, part-time librarians, is something where we might have to go to a continuous posting, depending on what people position.
Well, it's 2 or 3 months, that's, that's real fast compared to what it used to be.
And the other thing which is important too is looking at your injuries and your folks that you have that might not be able to do the job, but by merit we are trying to move them into another position too. And we've done that with a couple of them too, because by code, you know.
Thank you.
Councilmember Wyatt, Councilmember Cooper.
Thank you. Thank you very much for spending a few minutes with me for the meeting to chat on some subjects. It's refreshing to see your broad knowledge of the issues concerning human resources. We as council persons are part-time. We have staff that are not HR experts. Not only do we look to you for guidance, but we look to you for education. If you can proactively find ways to help us to avoid the pitfalls, which sometimes can be expensive to the taxpayers, we greatly appreciate that. If there are updates that you have from your department, I would encourage you to please get on the executive committee agenda or personnel committee agenda to keep us surprised. Thank you.
One of the trainings, and first we're letting the executive and all the departmental managers who discussed a few months ago, is respecting the workplace. So we're going to first start with the county and go to the different departments. But first we'll sit with the department of managers, give them an overview, and then that training is going to occur throughout the year. I will, with the departmental managers, have to work with them at the time, because police, fire, and some of maybe the special services are a little bit busy during the summertime hours. So, but that is something that's critical in order to avoid instances where you want to be splashed out on the front page of the paper. Not a good thing.
Thank you.
Councilmember Kilpatrick, Councilmember Street.
Thank you. Just one of the things that I know is of concern to this council is the number of vacant positions that we've had, that we've funded over the years, and they have not been filled. Do you want to talk a little bit about reevaluating some of those positions and see what's absolutely necessary, what isn't, what direction we should be going? Because when it comes to budget time, you know, it just seems like every year we have this discussion, should we fund them, should we drop them, how long should it realistically be able to be held on the books as a funded position if it's never been funded?
Right. Actually, I have, maybe I'll have to try to bring it to share. I looked at, since 1999, this is when we started PeopleSoft, how many people we have actually hired and some money have separated. And the last 6 years, is almost been equal, number of hired to the number of people that have left. I would first probably sit down with the CAO respectfully and go through what positions we might be able to think that would be reasonable. But one key thing is you also have to look at the positions on who's retiring, because for example, land use, I have 3 planners that probably can walk out the door by the end of this year, and that's like a critical piece, that's the position we have to get. So. Certain ones we just don't automatically want to get rid of, and I can't give you an answer exactly how many positions that's going to entail.
Thank you. Thanks, Mr. Street.
Briefly, Mr. President, I have served on the Police Advisory Council for 25 years, so Mayor Baker decided to in a way that all those folks who were not reasonable as educated, but during that time I got to know Ms. Dunning and several of the capacities that I'll be hollering and she's gonna call them like this evening, and I think she's gonna be very consistent, so I just wanna wish you success with your career and welcome to you.
Councilmember Crotty and Councilmember.
Yes, I think this government is extremely privileged to and lucky to have your availability to serve in this function as our Chief of Human Resources. You know, I've looked at your resume and your background, and certainly you have all of the skill sets and talent to do the job and do it well. And by the way you're engaging in discussion now, it confirms that in my mind even further. And I guess my only kind of question I have when it comes to personnel in this county, we were talking about funded vacants, and are there problems within the different departments of the county government moving positions around, pay scales around? Is this something that is a problem that they operate by a different set of policies and procedures that makes it very inflexible, where we may need to have more flexibility? And that's just the kind of question and concern I have, because I think, as I recall, at the last budget, we had something in the order of well over 100 funded vacant positions. We were trying to make the point that departments should have the flexibility or the means to be able to move positions around to fill jobs as needed with that reality. And I guess the whole parameters under which they operate are really not conveyed to this body, so I don't really have a clear idea about that. I hope you can help us with that.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes.
Chief, welcome. Welcome aboard. I think one of the things that needs to be pointed out is that we know your background and your experience in public safety. I think that is a AAA rating for this county now, having you aboard, because when you take a look at public safety and being a very, very large component of what we provide, our law enforcement officers, our paramedics, 911, our volunteer fire service and everything, sometimes it's hard to have someone in HR that truly understands what public safety is about, and the fact that one size doesn't fit all when you look at employees. And I know that we don't actively get involved in the contract negotiations, but sometimes in times in the past, it's always troubled me to the degree to hear someone say, well, got to treat everybody the same. And I think that with your experience, years of experience, your institutional knowledge and everything, you can help us tremendously with our public safety professionals and having others recognize they are a special breed of human being. And there are times different needs and different things. And I've seen things cut or reduced in a contract. And in essence, it sounded good on surface, but it came back really to haunt the county from a standpoint in the long run. We actually paid out more money and didn't have the numbers of people we needed when we needed them. So I welcome you. Look forward to working with you. Both Jay and I, co-chair of public safety, we look forward to working very closely with you and HR. And, the public safety is near and dear to my heart. And I think you both bring a wealth of knowledge and understanding of that profession.
Well, thank you, and I also have to commend the administration because they hold it pretty close to their heart, too, because they keep the numbers up. I come from an area where we are constantly fighting to maintain the numbers and the manpower, and it is a critical piece.
And just a point of interest is that you're looking at a council that has been extremely supportive and to the point of almost mandating that we have continuous police academies and that we keep our numbers up. So the folks that are here have worked diligently in concert with the administration when it comes to our numbers increasing.
Any comments or questions or comments? Yes, ma'am. Your final statement. So we have that motion.
I would just appreciate and thank you for your time.
Thank you, and welcome. Thank you very much. R14-088, reappointing Dolores McLamb to the Newcastle County Prevention Commission. This is a reappointment, no interview required unless Mr. Smiley has something.
No, I would just say, as you said, this is a reappointment, and although as of late I've not been able to attend as many of the Diversity Commission meetings as I would have liked, I have over the last 2 years in her term, been present, and I believe she continues to be an asset to the commission.
Okay.
Look to her reappointment.
Okay. Any other comments around what Councilman Smiley is saying?
item number five, ordinance 14-020, with one take.
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. Yes, thank you. As we spoke, I want to have an opportunity to speak with the county executive directly before I move forward.
Thank you. Anything on the public comment?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All good.